ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. இட் இஸ் எ ஹியூமன் ட்ரெய்ட் டு ஓவர் எஸ்டிமேட் வாட் வி கேன் டூ ஆஸ் அன் இண்டிவிஜுவல் அண்ட் ஆல்சோ டு அண்டர் எஸ்டிமேட் வாட் கேன் பி டன் ஆஸ் அ குரூப். டீம் ஒர்க் இஸ் எவிடென்ட் இன் எவ்ரி ஏரியா ஆஃப் லைஃப், மேரேஜ், கம்யூனிட்டி, ஃபேமிலி அண்ட் பிஸ்னஸ். வி ஆர் டிசைன்ட் டு நீட் காட் அண்ட் ஈச் அதர். No one has all the skills, gifts or wisdom necessary for a successful life. We are exhorted to use the gifts we receive to serve one another with kindness, respect and appreciation. The first example of teamwork is found in the opening chapter of Genesis. There we find the Trinity, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit working in concert at creation. Each member of the Godhead had a position to fill in the creation of the world. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. When you take an honest look at life, you will recognize that whatever your successes are, there are very few things you achieved by your own efforts. Insecurity is what drags most people to work in isolation. Insecure individual becomes a victim to prideful conduct. Pride will neither allow nor admit any failure, but with pride, failure is inevitable. The Bible instructs, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. As believers are part of the body of Christ, there is a lot more that can be achieved together than can ever be done alone. Competence, not competition, is the mark of a great team. Believer, know that you can only be a team player in the kingdom of God, not a showstopper. It is a healthy behavior for believers to give credit to men and give glory to God. Prophet Samuel said, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." Notice the words, "the Lord and us." It is a beautiful statement. With the Lord on our side, we can carry great exploits. There is something for everyone to do in the cause of Christ among men. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not only look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." Remember, my friends, when we stand as one, we withstand anyone. Shall we pray? Great are you and greatly to be praised, O God of heaven and earth, Creator and Sustainer. We ask for forgiveness for times when we cherished exaggerated image of ourselves. Spirit of God, help us to be kingdom-minded, working together as brothers and sisters for the glory of God and the good of each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.